From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonzo reporting. President Obama is in Athens Tuesday at the start of his final foreign trip as U.S. leader. Before leaving Washington Monday, Mr. Obama discussed the trip and his first impressions of President-elect Donald Trump. Aside from Greece, he will meet with European leaders in Germany and take part in a two-day Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru.
I'll meet with the leaders of countries that have been the focus of our foreign policy through our rebalance in the Asia-Pacific. This is a time of great change in the world, but America's always been a pillar of strength and a beacon of hope to peoples around the globe, and that's what it must continue to be.
Mr. Obama said in his only meeting with Mr. Trump last week that he came away convinced that he is not as ideological as people think and that he would be a pragmatic leader if he surrounds himself with good people. As for his temperament,
I think what will happen with the president-elect is there are going to be certain elements of his temperament that will not serve him well unless he recognizes them and corrects them.
He said the New York businessman faces a quick wake-up call when he confronts the realities of a job he will take over on January 20th. An Egyptian appeals court has overturned a death sentence handed down against ousted Islamist president Mohamed Morsi in one of four trials since his 2013 overthrow, according to a judicial official. The Court of Cassation ordered that Morsi be retried on charges of taking part in prison breaks and violence against policemen during the 2011 uprising. Russia's investigative committee said Tuesday that it had charged the economy minister with bribe-taking. He is detained on suspicion of a $2 million bribe. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court Tuesday ruled to disqualify two pro-independence lawmakers from parliament. It comes a week after Beijing said it would not allow the pair to be sworn into office as fears grow of the city's liberties coming under threat. Bajiao Lung and Yao Hua Qing deliberately misread their oaths of office, inserted expletives, and draped themselves with Hong Kong is not China flags during a swearing-in ceremony last month. That move prompted a judicial review into their future as legislators. NATO head Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday said he was sure Donald Trump would live up to all of U.S. commitments to the alliance just days after urging the president-elect not to go it alone. Stoltenberg said in Brussels as he arrived for talks with EU defense ministers that he was certain that he will be a president who will live up to all the commitments of the United States in the alliance. Trump upset election badly rattled nerves in Europe after he appealed to call into question Washington's near 70-year security guarantee by saying he would only help NATO allies if they paid their way. Meanwhile, the European Union Monday agreed to a more robust defense posture in the wake of last week's U.S. election. Bert Koenders is the Dutch foreign minister.
I think there is a realization that there is a strategic moment for Europe right now. We are surrounded by autocratic, assertive or fragile countries. That means we have to take more of our own responsibility. Secondly, I thought that the old debate between, you know, the strategic autonomy of Europe or the membership of NATO is over. It's very pragmatic in its conclusions that we need to do more.
Meanwhile, the United States Monday condemned an Israeli committee's recommendation to advance legislation legalizing an unauthorized Jewish settlement scheduled to be dismantled next month in the West Bank on private Palestinian land. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
Our policy, as you know, on settlements is clear. We believe they are corrosive to the cause of peace. This legislation would be a dramatic advancement of the settlement enterprise, which is already gravely endangering the prospects for a two-state solution. This only makes clear the choice Israel faces between building more settlements and preserving the possibility of peace.
She said the law could pave the way for legalization of dozens of illegal outposts deep in the West Bank that is inconsistent with prior Israeli legal opinion. You can read more details on this and more 24 hours a day on our website at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.